Maybe star when the wife. Conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meyer guest line. Meyer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back. Hour number two of X's and Bros here on this Monday, the 19th day of April, 2021. Danica Haler, Brian Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you this morning here on X's and Bros, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio. As well, text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line, as you just heard Matt Shepard say, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. No Matt Shepard with us today. He was feeling a little bit under the weather, and so he actually had to miss yesterday's Tigers game. That's when Danica Haland alerted me that Dan Hasty was filling in, so that's why I reached out to Dan Hasty to get him on the show for this morning. So fantastic story there. I love the fact that, you know, he's trying to take care of his, you know, 8-month-old baby, and, you know, the phone rings, he doesn't answer it, and then he gets the text right away, like, call me immediately, like, oh, really? Huh, what's going on here? And then, of course, you know, to get in the car, make the commute, and then make his Detroit Tigers regular season broadcasting debut. Just a really fun story for him, and awesome all around. How about this, too? The University of Michigan celebrates a national championship, the first one in program history for the U of M gymnastics team. So congratulations. They made history Saturday in Fort Worth, Texas. Michigan, and yeah, they had a program record with 198.25. I don't know what that means, but it looks good to me. I've done a couple of gymnastics events in my life, and I can't lie, I had no idea what was going on the entire time I was working.
Yeah,
I announced names, and they hopped on their equipment, they did their thing, and then I announced the next person, and then that was that.
Yeah. Gymnastics, I don't know anything about it. I don't know how it scored, but those people are crazy, so props, because doing the rings and the bars and the
the pommel horse. We've all seen the video of.
They're insane. That's crazy that you can do that. So, yeah, that's amazing that they won.
Incredible physical strength. Like anything you could do with your own body weight, right? Whatever you weigh, if you can bench your own body weight, if you can do pull-ups, you know, push-ups, whatever the case may be, that's actual strength. When you can, you know, maneuver your body, and then what these people do, they're out of their minds. I'm with you on this one, Dan. The Wolverines, how about this? Just the seventh different program to win a national title in women's gymnastics history, joining Utah, Georgia, Alabama, of course, because, I mean, why wouldn't Alabama just get everything? UCLA, Florida, and Oklahoma. So they were fourth in the nation going into the NCAA tournament. And, they've got a girl by the name of, I think it's Abby Haskell, who's the one who had a perfect score, high school, Abby High School. I think she had a perfect score at the event that I was working. I forget if they were taking on Nebraska maybe or somebody, but literally had a perfect 10. And I want to say it was on the balance beam. And it was, it looked good to me. It all looks good.
The balance beam, again, insane.
Yeah.
You can do flips and land
on a 2x4?
Yeah.
Whose idea was that? Who was like, hey, let's try somebody's, you know, real physical and agility, and let's put them on this beam that's about as wide as your foot.
And it's not like they're just landing on it. They're, like, not even wavering, just straight standing on it after they do a flip.
I really like the floor routine because of the music. Right, so they get to pick their own remixes, and usually it's like some house or techno stuff. And I'm like, oh, I haven't heard this before. So, you know, I kind of like that. But I mean, outside of that, like, congratulations to the Michigan women's gymnastics team. Very, very exciting stuff for them. So congrats all around. Tough week for Detroit sports. Pistons will be in action tonight They're going to try to get back. I don't know. I want to see them get back in their winning ways, but at the same time, I'm like, well, you know, you're not supposed to win, and they did not against the Washington Wizards over the weekend, but they'll take on the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, 7 o'clock, Little Caesars Arena. How about this from Rod Beard, our good buddy Rod Beard on Twitter, at Detroit News Rod Beard. Extensive Pistons injury report. Players that are out for tonight's game against the Cavs: Sekou Doumbouya, concussion protocol; Jeremy Grant, quad contusion; Corey Joseph, bronchitis; Mason Plumlee, rest; Wayne Ellington, rest; Dennis Smith Jr., knee soreness; Rodney Magruder, elbow sprain. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, the starting lineup they had the other day with Sekou,
really fun. Killian.
Yeah, starting lineup was their youngest starting lineup since at least 1996. The average age of the starters was 21 and 83 days.
21 years old. Jeremy Grant says,
and that's with Josh Jackson, who's 24.
And it's crazy to think he's like a seasoned vet in the league. And Jeremy Grant's going to be a part of this program now for a few years. And he's a really, you know, he's a good veteran, you know, good veteran stable piece that provides that scoring that you need. But you look at the way a guy like Chris Paul, who over a four-game stretch had something like 40 assists and one turnover, something crazy. But you look at his impact that he has had on the Phoenix Suns, turning them around. Everywhere Chris Paul goes, their winning percentage jumps. He is the epitome of a point guard. And I saw this the other day. It was like, what if Killian Hayes turns into like Mike Conley good? If Killian Hayes turns into Mike Conley, this team can win a title. And they can do so with the same recipe they've had for their previous titles, right? You stick a guy like Mike Conley on this team, like you've got yourself a really good opportunity. A really good opportunity. As long as the rest of the pieces continue to fit into the puzzle properly. I just don't know, when you move through this offseason, when you go into the draft with all the picks you have, man, I don't know who stays and who goes. Right? There's like the guys like Isaiah Stewart, Sadiq Bey. You know, you're good with them. Jeremy Grant, you're good with them. Mason Plumlee, love him. Didn't like that contract to begin with, but worth every nickel of that deal. He's been fantastic. And then you go through the rest of the roster, like you know, Saben Lee, who's a rookie. You have Killian, who's a rookie. Killian, his position's obviously safe. You know, what happens with Saben Lee? What about Frank Jackson? Like, there's a lot of questions that remain here for this Detroit Pistons team that they got to answer. But just a struggle across the board for all of our Detroit teams over the weekend.
Yeah, and even Wings. A player like Josh Jackson.
Yeah, Dennis Smith Jr. Like, DSJ's probably on his way out.
Right, and Josh Jackson could be working. He might be able to get a multi-year deal after this year.
Might be able to.
To show that, like, hey, I can come off the bench, provide 15 to 20 points. Like, yeah, like, I'm the sixth man you need if you're a winning team.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to be Lou Williams, but, I mean, if you could give us a glimpse of Lou Williams every once in a while, that's a really nice, you could provide that kind of spark off the bench and know this guy's going to get you double figures in limited minutes. But as, you know, James Edwards has told us, as Rod Beard has told us, you know, he's the kind of guy that can, you know, shoot you into a game. He can shoot you out of a game too. So it's questionable sometimes. But when you look at the landscape over the weekend, not great. The Red Wings getting pounded. They're supposed to, though. Anthony Mantha having success. Everybody's in their feelings about that. But the Wings, they split their pair with Chicago. They won on Thursday night 4-1, then turned around Saturday and lost 4-0. That wasn't good. You had the Pistons losing 121-100 to the Washington Wizards. Then the Tigers dropping both of their games over the weekend, 7-0 and 3-2 to the Oakland A's. Should have won yesterday's game. Real gut punch there for Matt Boyd, who I thought was... Matt Boyd's been great. He has been. And he had another really, really good performance yesterday. It's very encouraging. If not for a Candelario error at third, and Victor Reyes misplaying, you know, some balls there in center field, like that's a Tigers win. But Boyd was fantastic. 7 1/3, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Did give up his first home run of the season, but really, really good stuff. We're going to step aside. When we return, we're going to get more to that Red Wings conversation next here on X's and Bros in the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter.
Hi, this is Matt Shepard. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or the Cavaliers. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. It's simple and it's easy. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or the Cavaliers hitting a three. Bet with confidence and turn game day into payday at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
BOGO Savings Week is here at Meijer. Look for the BOGO offers in-store for buy one, get one deals on food and more. Like fresh pork ribs and deli specialty cheese are both buy one, get one 50% off. Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And Ziploc storage containers, buy one, get one 30% off. Find dozens of deals like these and more online and in-store today. Make the most of BOGO Savings Week all week long at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
On air across Michigan and online worldwide at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
And Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. We encourage you to share your thoughts with us. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. On both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN, you can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio on Twitter. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Got a text coming in. I'm hearing Michigan Gymnastics split the national title with Nebraska. Congratulations. No, that's not at all what happened. It's not at all what happened. But yeah, I mean, if we got to go back through and give you every split national title in regards to football, which is what this text is in relation to from the 1997 season, we can do that again for the umpteenth millionth time. You know, as split national titles have been crowned throughout football for as long as the game's been played. But Michigan Gymnastics, congratulations to them. We can congratulate them without taking a shot at any other program on campus. It is possible to do that. But, well, for some, I suppose it's possible. For others, they like to see the failures of Michigan football. An announcement for Michigan State, they are going to have practice open for fans this weekend. I know Ryan is excited. Ryan will actually be going to that game or
maybe.
Practice. Or
possibly.
Possibly. Are you on a wait list?
So I applied for credentials. All applications are due at Tuesday. As for fans wanting to go, it's Tuesday at 8 a.m., they open up to the top three donor levels of spring ticket holders.
Ooh.
They get a chance to claim at maximum four tickets. So it says 6,000 available, but 500 of those are for students. So it's 5,500 available after the top three donor levels go through. Wednesday at 8 a.m., it opens up to the rest of season ticket holders.
Gotcha, but not the general public.
Correct.
Okay.
Taking care of...
That makes
right.
sense.
Right. Because, you know, the people that paid for season tickets, you were able to... Like, my dad's a season ticket holder, so last year when he paid for his tickets and didn't go through, you could claim that as a donation for the year or roll it over to 2021 season, which is what he did.
Which is, I mean, that was the right thing to do by all the universities, right. That were going to have attendance problems. Give people the option of what they want to do with their money. You know, do you want to call it a donation? Do you want to roll it into next year? You, like, give people choices. That's the right thing to do. I got no complaints about that whatsoever. Like,
no,
that was the smart thing.
Just the nice thing to do. So, yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday is the day for Michigan State season ticket holders to get your tickets. And I'm
are you excited to watch practice if you get in?
I'm just more excited to attend a sporting event.
Okay.
Spring game. I've been to a few spring games. Like, you know, I was at Central. We'd go, but it was like, hey, it's time for spring tailgate. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was
excuse to get out, which no tailgating allowed in East Lansing this weekend. They've put in their release that they will have people out there enforcing. But, I mean,
what are they going to do? They're going to, like, shoo you off, like, with a broom?
Yeah. It's going to be like the Apollo.
We know about you never experienced the, tailgating ban at Central Michigan, Anthony. Ryan knows all about that, so he's used to it.
Well, they want you to drink at your house instead?
Yeah, I believe it was my junior year they tried to enforce. We had a big tailgating lot right behind the scoreboard and the south end.
Mm-hmm.
Junior year, they're like, okay, you're allowed in, but only a pint of liquor or a six-pack of beer, which for students, no. And
no, he says.
Just no. So what ended up happening was all the students, they would just tailgate downtown, which is the furthest part away from, you know,
of course,
Chippewa Stadium. And then that led to attendance issues at the football games.
Of course.
Which then Central Michigan was in like hot water of losing D1 status because of poor attendance.
Yeah.
But then they came back the next year and had 8 home games, including Michigan State as a home game, Navy as a home game, and an entire MAC schedule that got them out of hot water. Because they're also counting people you weren't supposed to count for attendance issues. Like, they're counting the workers, the players, the band.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I don't know why universities make it so difficult. Like, oh, yeah, no, we don't want to have any tailgating. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Like, why do you want to, why does everybody want to control everything all the time? Just let it happen.
Right, because, right? Like, for CMU's tailgate, it's not a big campus. So the tailgating is literally all in one lot. So
let the kids have something
that lot
special.
Would get filled. Oh, it was probably a little too rowdy, but they had all the students there that would then file into the game.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. All right, over to the Red Wings now. They lost 4-0 to the Chicago Blackhawks. Detroit did sign their forward, Lucas Raymond, the 4th overall pick in the 2020 draft, to a 3-year entry-level contract on Friday. Raymond's just 19 years old. He's playing with Frölunda of Sweden's top league. He's currently out with an injury. The Red Wings back in action tonight. They'll visit the Dallas Stars this evening, so they get an opportunity to get back out on the ice after a rough game, losing 4-0 to the Chicago Blackhawks over the weekend. Jonathan Bernier stopped 23 shots for Detroit. They were riding a season-high 3-game win streak, but the difference in this one the other night against Chicago was the fact that the power play, I mean, they were just, they were 0-for-6 on the power play, including a 4-minute power play in the first period and a 1-7-second long 5-on-3 advantage in the third period. And Jeff Blashill said after the game, quote, I would say the difference in the game was our power play was brutal, end quote. And that's quite the damnation of that group there. Couldn't get anything generated. And folks, I know that it's going to be difficult for fans at times, but you have to allow the Red Wings. The 3-game win streak was cool and all, except for the fact that it takes them out of the basement, and you know, now they're going to be struggling, you know, fighting for that that number one pick as we wind down. We're getting close to the end of the season, so now is not the time to go on a winning streak. In fact, you can lose the next 10 games in a row. Let's get to GB Ritz real quick. He's waiting on hold on the Meyer Supercenter guest line. GB, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you, Anthony?
I'm doing all right.
What have you been up to?
You know, just watching sports, the usual. Nothing crazy.
You just bought a TV that specifically dials in sports, and that's the way you should, because that is your profession. You are the sports guru that we listen to in the morning, you know? What can I say?
I wouldn't call myself a guru by any stretch of the imagination, but thank you for that. I appreciate you.
My take on Mantha's, I just think his play with Detroit was indifferent. He showed you in spurts what he was capable of, but he never gave you the full package on a consistent basis. And I'm just echoing what Mickey Redmond said during any broadcast, because you just never knew what Mantha you were going to get on any given night, you know. And with Detroit, he was the number one, two, or three scoring option, probably in the top one or two scoring options. And if he didn't score, we didn't win, basically. But when you go to Washington, you fall down the pecking order to probably five, six, maybe seventh option. You know, I don't know where they're playing him. I heard he was on a line with Oshie, and I know he's got two or three goals already. So, I mean, that was
inevitable. Four goals in four games.
I mean, how many?
Four goals in four games for Mantha.
He just had to be excited to, and I think Yzerman saw an opportunity to move up, make a trade that I don't think Ken Holland would have made. I think we'd have sat on Mantha for another couple of years, where Yzerman saw the opportunity and took the initiative to gain a couple of players of equal, you know, some that will have some potential to offer the Wings something. Plus, he gained two really good picks, although, you know, Washington's pick's going to be like, first round pick's going to be like 28, 29, 30, or 31st, somewhere in there, depending on how they finish up this season. But it's still a great trade.
Yeah, 100%. GB, we got to hit the break, but we can hop back into this on the other side, too. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Pre-Mixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
BOGO Savings Week is here at Meijer. Look for the BOGO offers in-store for buy one, get one deals on food and more. Like fresh pork ribs and deli specialty cheese are both buy one, get one 50% off. Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And Ziploc storage containers, buy one, get one 30% off. Find dozens of deals like these and more online and in store today. Make the most of BOGO Savings Week all week long at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at betmgm.com.
Things we'll learn during commercial breaks here. Our topic of discussion, A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez. Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez, more rings than Thanos. More rings than Tom Brady.
We're trying to figure out. Alex Rodriguez's Instagram stories after the breakup was announced?
No, what'd he say?
No, it was really like, he's being a sad boy. Like, had pictures of him and J-Lo all like out on his table, perfectly placed, playing like a Coldplay song.
No, you're joking.
No.
How did I miss this? Well, I don't follow him on social media, so that's how I missed it.
Like, it gave off like real Michael Scott vibes of like when he'd only play like the 30-second preview of a song because him and Jan broke up.
Interesting.
So like it was like he had a box of tissues next to the photos as well.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Good PR stuff.
He must be joking because they've pretty much openly said, we're just going to be friends now.
Well, they, yeah.
I mean, they sent a joint. Normally that is the girl. We all know that's normally the girl saying that, but.
Well, they also have like businesses together, so they're kind of like have to be. Good thing they didn't buy the Mets together like they were trying to.
It's, you know, I don't know. It's never easy, but for Jennifer Lopez, like what, I mean, what are you looking for? What is the answer? I mean, if you're not happy with A-Rod, and maybe A-Rod was up to some Instagram shenanigans, you never know. That's social media.
Maybe
changes.
She wants some like young 30-something sports media personality that has his own radio bunker.
Radio bunker or super yacht? I mean, take your pick, right? I mean, come on.
She wants someone that's down to earth, but can also hit a golf ball 400 yards like Bryson DeChambeau.
That's DeChambeau to you.
You get it right or pay the price. Secondly, not only am I down to earth, technically where I'm at right now, I'm under the earth. I'm about 8 to 10 feet deep. So this is good. This is, you know what? As for J-Lo, like, God bless her. I hope it all works out. I just don't know, like, what if A-Rod is at fault here, if he did do some Instagram direct message sliding, as the kids like to say, then it's on him. I don't know what it is draft season. Got to get younger, got to get faster, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know what he's looking for. Hey, by the way, we were talking to GB Ritz before the break. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haydlin, Brian Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. I said joining you very strange just now. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and in Northwest Ohio on BCSN. Wanted to point this out. Because I know that we hear a lot of talk because Major League Baseball is trying to get their entire season in. The NBA, they've cut their regular season down by 10 games. The NHL, remember, they're only playing 56 games this year. So when you look at the actual schedule, tonight the Red Wings are going to be taking on the Dallas Stars for the first of two down in Dallas before they return home. They'll play Monday tonight and tomorrow in Dallas. They'll fly back and then play Thursday and Saturday at home against Dallas. Right, then they'll have Columbus, Carolina, two against Tampa Bay, and then two more against Columbus. And that's it. It's a 56-game season in the NHL. So the playoffs are coming rather quickly here, folks. And for the Red Wings, for them, and the reason I bring this up is because they caught on to that little three-game stretch where they won some games, and everyone's like, yeah, it's great to see the Red Wings win. And then you got to remember, no, wait a minute. We're going to need some ping-pong ball luck here. But Buffalo's already been eliminated from the playoffs. They're measly 31 points, so they're out. You have Buffalo at 31, Ottawa and New Jersey at 34 points apiece, followed by the Ducks at 35, Vancouver at 37, Detroit at 38, and then the LA Kings at 38 and the Columbus Blue Jackets at 39. So the way it sits right now, Detroit is the sixth worst team in the NHL. Ping pong balls, not necessarily in your favor. So just a reminder there, like a 56-game season, like this thing is going to end rather quickly. All right, let's shift gears a little bit, go over to the NFL. It is NFL draft week. That's right. The draft is draft's coming up, folks. We're getting there. It's and it's all taking place. Well, it'll be what is it? Thursday the 29th? First day?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
So we're getting into the range of like, all right.
It doesn't seem real, Anthony, because of the
cuz it's in Cleveland.
No. I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's any hype around it. It's just very, because of the, there's no combine. It just seems weird.
The no combine thing has definitely thrown things for a loop. I mean, we're talking about second pro days for guys like Justin Fields, and everything has calmed down for the most part. And I think that that's because people have worn out the fact that, okay, we don't have the combine for the numbers. We don't have the combine for the fodder either. Right. So the media is there and NFL Network's covering this thing. And you have all of these GMs and all of these coaches, and all of a sudden you can start to pick up a little traction. Right. You start to, you're in some different rooms and some different conversations that GMs might just be talking openly. Coaches might be talking openly, or they might be talking with purpose. Right. Throw out a little smoke there. Like, oh, I'm going to call Jeff Darlington right now and tell him, ah, man, did you see that Fields workout? Like, there's no reason for you to talk to Jeff Darlington other than the fact that you'd like to send a little message out there to the rest of the league via the media. Right. Use the media to your advantage here as a general manager.
So Jeff Darlington can say, one GM just texted me, did you see that Fields workout?
He wasn't even on our board, but let me tell you. Trey Lance looks good. What a combine workout. All you need is that little hint, that little smidge of information. Boy, I was really impressed with the way that Zach Wilson slinging it out there. Man, that's it. And I am surprisingly very in a very good state mentally with where the Detroit Lions are at. The more I think about it, and the Pro Football Focus mock draft machine that had, you know, had the options that I really thought, like, it was perfect for the way that it worked out, having Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle there from Oregon. I think I said his name wrong for like 15 straight days, so apologies there to Penei if he ends up on the Detroit Lions. To have Trey Lance there, who some Lions fans want quarterback of the future, even though you have a quarterback of the present right now. To have Ja'Marr Chase there, wide receiver, LSU, right? Very exciting stuff. To have Micah Parsons, he's got some questions to answer via Penn State, but there's definitely a lot there. And I feel surprisingly comfortable with wherever the Lions choose to go. If they can send enough smoke, great. If they could send enough out there to make a team like Denver move up a couple spots and throw in a little something extra there, to move from 9 to 7, you feel like you still got your guy there at number 9. That's fantastic. New England at 15. We talked to Chris Berger, The Athletic, about it. I mean, that seems to be, from my standpoint, where I'm most comfortable. I don't want to go any further back than 15. Like, if you move into the 19 or 20 range, there better be some serious capital. And I just don't think that teams are necessarily going to do that. For me, I'm comfortable with where the Lions are at. And I'm comfortable with the idea that the right guy is going to be there for this team. And if it's Sewell, the more I read up, the more I think about where he is at and what he could do at number 7 for this team, I think it's really tough to pass if you have a kind of player like Sewell that is franchise piece. And if you're a guy like Ja'Marr Chase, if you're in the NFL, can you find value later on in a guy like Nico Collins, who might fall to like the third round? Is that possible? Can you find a wide receiver? And I don't know exactly what Nico Collins is going to be. I don't know if his size and his stature make you want to fall in love with him, but his lack of production at Michigan makes you question. And then it's like, okay, well, whose fault is
it? Come on, Anthony.
You got to get open. And at the end of the day, you got to have a quarterback that can throw it to you too. And I look at, you think about this, and where are rookie wide receivers? I just don't know. I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk about Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Ja'Marr Chase. I just don't know if I'm comfortable with wide receiver at 7, unless Parsons is gone, unless Sewell is gone, and Kyle Pitts, because he's a tight end and you might have a little bit more versatility with him, great.
Is this because rookie wide receivers were just not good last year? I mean, Jerry Jeudy was basically, we didn't see him. who else was there last year? I can't even think. But it was just, yeah, last year was a bad year for rookie wide receivers. I mean, we just had a wide receiver win the Heisman for the first time in how long. So I think they might have to go wide receiver, honestly. Now that I'm just looking at this team, who the heck is going to catch the football? CeeDee Lamb. Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb was the number one receiver taken in last year's draft. He was 25th overall in the league in total yards. He caught 935 yards for the Dallas Cowboys. That's a weird way to say that he caught 900. He had 935 yards receiving for the Dallas Cowboys. Outside of that, there aren't rookies that make those big sort of, at least from last year's draft, to where we just didn't have the same. I don't know. You think about it, like there was Michael Pittman out of USC, Henry Ruggs went to Vegas, Justin Jefferson.
Oh, Justin
Jefferson.
But that was unexpected. He wasn't, you know.
And excuse me, he was number four on that list. He had 1,400 yards receiving in Minnesota. So it's not to say as if what you're saying, Dan, that, you know, when you look at this team in the depth chart, like, who the hell is Jared Goff going to throw the ball to? It's not like it's not a position of need.
It's not. Yeah, it is a position of need for sure. And there are guys that are pass catchers. But the Lions need a guy that can, you know, go 25 yards down the field and make a big play. We can't just have, you know, Quintez Cephas catching, you know, 6-yard stop routes all year. They need a big play wide receiver.
They do need a threat down the field. This is true. And see, this is what happens with draft talk, right? Because now, because of this conversation, you really start to look at it like, wow, yeah, they desperately need a wide receiver. But do you value having a wide receiver this year at number 7? And it all depends on who's still on the board. Penei Sewell goes early. Like, let's say Cincinnati takes him, and they pass on the idea of reuniting Joe Burrow with Ja'Marr Chase, then okay. Then if he's off the board, but if he's on the board, are you willing to address a pick that's not as attractive and not as statistically productive in order to have 4/5 of your offensive line rock solid? Minus injury, of course. Because you can never plan for those types of things. They just, unfortunately, they happen. But you have Breshad Perriman, Quintez Cephas, Khalif Raymond, Tom Kennedy, Damon Ratley, Tyrell Williams, Geronimo Allison, Victor Bolden Jr. Those are the wide receivers currently on the depth chart right now for the Detroit Lions. You'd be starting Williams, Perriman, and Cephas, along with TJ Hockenson, who you can't forget as a pass catcher, and DeAndre Swift coming out of the backfield. But I mean, outside of Hawk, you're not getting a lot of consistent production in DeAndre Swift. You know, there's only so much you can do with him coming out of the backfield, especially if you have no downfield threat, which is what Dan was just talking about. If you don't have anybody to stretch the field, and it's like, oh, no one's going to be able to beat us over the top, so we could stuff 7-8 guys in the box and be okay, that's a serious problem. Because then you're looking at it, it's like you could draft Sewell and you can give Jared Goff 15 minutes back there, and it wouldn't matter if guys can't get open. You're going to have a little bit of an issue. And then you look at how do you want to build this team on the other side of the football that was statistically the worst they've ever been in franchise history. And it's like, okay, well, if Micah Parsons is there, do you take a linebacker at 7 because you believe that he could be your Terrell Suggs, your Luke Kuechly, your Ray Lewis, your Chris Spielman, like your franchise piece? There's a lot there, man. There is a lot there. I'm oddly calm about what is taking place right now. I'm oddly calm about really the lack of news. I'm oddly calm about the lack of buzz. I'm not nervous really for the Lions pick. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. But then again, you have to put a lot of trust into the brain trust that has been assembled there in Detroit between Dan Campbell, his coaching staff that's full of ex-players. Full of ex-players.
Yeah, as we're having this conversation, I'm thinking like, you know what I do trust in this team? That they're not going to
screw this up.
They're not going to make a dumb pick and like Tavai, for example. That will not happen with this regime. They're not going to just go out on a limb.
Do we know that?
Yeah, I think so. Because all we heard from this past, you know, the Bob Quinn era was like the Patriot way, which was go get these guys that no one's ever heard of and turn them into stars. This is not the case. That doesn't seem like what this team is going to do. They're going to pick the best guy at the positions they need.
And you have to believe, you absolutely have to believe that when you look at John Dorsey, what he built in Kansas City, what he built in Cleveland, and pairing him with Brad Holmes, who is widely respected across the league, like these guys can identify to it, like Cooper Kupp. I'm gonna rely on the ability to find a guy like Cooper Kupp, right? I'm going to rely on that ability that Brad Holmes knows what he sees. And I think from a general manager standpoint, when you have somebody, that's why, you know, people get all bent out of shape about, like, you know, what's Rod Wood's job? And, you know, tickets, sales, sponsorships, the idea of the Detroit Lions organization as a monetary business, right, as a profitable business. Well, Sheila Ford-Hamp, like, yeah, she is the owner of the team, so of course they're going to identify. But that's part of really good ownership is being able to delegate to people and then believing in your decision to hire someone to do their job correctly, right? We're not talking about, you know, having to instruct somebody on how to identify and develop talent, right? You're hiring people that you believe have the track record that have proven that they can do this successfully. Because you don't know how to do it. So you hire them to do this, right? If I was in charge of building a nuclear submarine, I know I sure as hell am not going to be anywhere near it. I'm just going to find the right person to build it for me. I'm not going to touch it because I don't know what I'm doing, right? There's a lot of people that say, like, oh, I watch film on that tape, on that, blah, blah, blah. There's a handful of people in the world that actually know what they're looking at. A handful in comparison to the amount of people that are actually consuming professional football, right? So you have to put your faith and your trust in Brad Holmes, in John Dorsey, because they have this track record of being able to identify success, right? And being able to identify talent and acquiring talent in such a way. I mean, look at what John Dorsey did to Cleveland's roster. I know the Kareem Hunt, like, off-the-field stuff, you know, he had the kick of the girl in the hotel. He had the knockout in Put-in Bay, allegedly, where, you know, somebody had said something, then next thing you know, somebody's on the ground. These things happen. You got to stop running your mouth to people that are professional athletes and lift weights for a living. It's just a word of advice. But good value in that pick. And to have a guy like Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb back there, like, I think you can look at Cleveland, what John Dorsey did there, look at what Kansas City did with their roster, and have a little bit of blind faith that this isn't the same old Lions because the front office is much different. We'll step aside. Hour number three is coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We know enough about the value of sleep to know that a 4 a.m. arrival in a city where you have to play a game that night is inexcusable. That's when the Tigers arrived in Oakland last Thursday. Players maybe got 5-6 hours sleep before they headed to the ballpark. When athletes try to get by on as little as 6 hours sleep, the physical effects are profound. You tire faster, your aerobic output is significantly reduced, you literally can't run as fast, throw as hard, or hit the ball as hard as you want to when you're operating on short sleep. If you do it night after night, the risk of injury skyrockets. The science on this is clear. Major League Baseball could keep its athletes healthier and performing better by simply mandating that all teams play day games on getaway day. It's a step they have long refused to take.
This Tuesday, 4:20, go visit the award-winning Shattered Thoughts. At 6 different provisioning centers across Michigan, Shattered Thoughts will be hosting giveaways and offering discounts on their products, including an extra 25% off if you mention this ad. From handcrafted gummies to their talented team, they'll shatter your expectations. Check out Shattered Thoughts Medibles on Instagram for event information, such as product highlights and location details. If you want products that won't let you down, come support your Michigan-based premium medibles company, Shattered Thoughts.
BOGO Savings Week is here at Meijer. Look for the BOGO offers in-store for buy one, get one deals on food and more. Like fresh pork ribs and deli specialty cheese are both buy one, get one 50% off. Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free.
and Ziploc storage containers, buy one, get one 30% off. Find dozens of deals like these and more online and in store today. Make the most of BOGO Savings Week all week long at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at eisenhowercenter.com.